Glad to be back talking to you guys. It's been a while. Excited about where this team is headed. Really excited about the coaching staff we have from the head coach on down. His focus is being team, which has obviously been part of my philosophy in my whole career. Got a great bunch of teachers, including my assistant, Ryan Ficken, who does a phenomenal job for me. It's his second year working with me, and he's become a very integrated into the special teams, become a very good football coach. So I'm excited about where we're headed. I'm excited about our new players, our veteran guys that came back, and we're ready to roll.
What can McKinnon give you on special teams?
You know, Jarek is he's a unique athlete. You know, he's not a real big guy, but he's got great speed and quickness, as you guys have seen in practice here the last 4 weeks or so. He can be a backup returner. I don't think he's quite ready to take over that role yet, but he can be a backup returner. He can help on the punt team, probably as a wing. I've got him working as a wing and as a personal protector, what we call a fullback. And he's probably on kickoff and punt return as well, because he's got great feet, uses his hands well. You know, kickoff, you don't know if he can tackle. He hasn't been asked to do that. He's played a lot of quarterback. But he's a tough kid, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
Do you want a second guy back there to maybe spell Cordero?
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about that. Because he'll be more involved in the offense, I'm hoping to do what we did a couple years ago with Percy when, you know, 2011, we didn't use Percy a lot. 2012, we changed our philosophy where we said that's the first down play, kickoff return. If it's a touchback, like many of them are, take a knee, he's out there on first down on offense. If he gets a big return, okay, and he takes a play off and then comes back out, excuse me. So we're hoping to use Cordero in the same manner.
The move to TCF to affect, you know, punting, kicking?
Oh, it'll definitely affect it, you know, late in the year especially. The great thing is that we've had our specialists go down there three times this spring. Jeff and Blair went down, I want to say, back during the first minicamp, and it was real windy, cold, blustery day, and they kind of got a really good idea of what the winds are going to do. And, you know, Jeff's got this elaborate drawing, and he and Blair that put together. I mean, these guys are smart guys, a lot smarter than me. And then the last 2 weeks, we sent Cullen down with them. So the three specialists have gone down and have gotten a lot of work down in TCF, and, you know, to feel more comfortable down there. It's never going to be easy, especially late in the year when it's really windy. But if you know where the winds are going, you got your sight lines, we're going to use that as a home field advantage.
How much do the winds change from what they, you know, they may see now to what they may see in November and December?
You know, I haven't been down there, but I can imagine, you know, coaching in Green Bay against Green Bay, coaching in Chicago during bad weather, it's going to be probably very similar. But if we have the idea of the wind patterns and how they come off that big scoreboard on the one end, and, you know, they got the closed end on the other side. So we'll have a good idea going into every pregame how strong the winds are, what the crosswinds are going to be like, tailwind, headwind, and what we need to do to be successful. And it should be an advantage over our opponent.
Is that a little more open, even compared to some of these outdoor NFL stadiums?
I think so. I know Seattle's got those two open ends right there, but in terms, it's got that one big, huge scoreboard in that one end, and that will affect the wind somehow. You know, it'll go around that scoreboard and whip off one side and come across on the other side. So it'll definitely be a factor, but again, one that we're hoping to get used to.
Back to the stadium is kind of on an east-west alignment instead of north-south. Does that throw a curveball into things at all?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, Ben, but it's one of those things, if we're used to it, and we work with it, you know, that's why the three times we got out there this spring are huge. Now they get an idea. Now we're getting ready to play Oakland in that first preseason game, and who knows what the winds will be that night. I'm sure it'll be warm, hopefully, after this year, who knows. But it's one of those things I think we'll be well prepared for.
How have you seen Jeff come back? What have you seen in him so far?
Stronger, more confident, really punted well the last eight games of the year. You know, as we know, he struggled a little bit early, but he came back that last second half of the season, and he is every bit the punter we think he is, and hopefully more, because he is very conscientious. He's gotten stronger. He's still young. He's still working. We're still tweaking his technique. And when we want him to be more of a directional punter now, because we're going to use the crosswinds in these outdoor stadiums we play in, of course, at home. So I'm looking forward to see his development as we go.
Coach Seth with the Pioneer Press.
How you doing?
What have you seen just from Marcus Sherrills over the years, and then your expectations for him?
Marcus is, I mean, I'm sure everybody in the room who knows him loves him. I mean, he's a fine young man. He works hard, doesn't say much, very humble. Broke our record last year for punt return average, had a phenomenal year for us, does a great job in the coverage phases, did a nice job for us on defense, does everything he's asked to do, does everything he's coached to do. We've talked a little bit about taking more chances next year in terms, you know, instead of fair catching a few, let's go ahead and take a chance there. And believe that you're going to make that first man miss type mentality, make him a little bit more aggressive as we go. That's kind of our expectation for this year and continue with his development, because he's I'm glad he's with us. I wouldn't want to face him.
What's your approach been to this whole investigation that's going on?
Yeah, it's been one of those things. I come to work every morning. I'm excited about the direction of this football team. I really like our coaching staff. I'm excited about our new players. I'm excited about the guys we retained that came back. And so my focus has been totally on football.
Anything else? All right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.